think it is same position. I mean, I think it's better. And I don't want to have to come out and start arguing presidents about this. I mean, I just say this, if you do, it's gonna hurt both of us. It's gonna hurt you as much as anybody else. You better stay with the position. I think that's pretty sound ground by saying I'm going to do everything within my power to assist in bringing this to an end.
You see, they demanded November the 2nd for the meeting date.
Yeah.
I demanded November the 6th. The meeting was held then. Now, I couldn't say you go on and kill boys and we'll keep on bombing just to suit to somebody's election. I had to take their proposal when they were ready to take it. But I set the conference November the 6th. And I'm not playing one inch of politics. I don't think it's changed one vote. I don't think it will unless the people knows what's going on with this kind of stuff.
Well, he mentioned the name of John Towers and Anna Chiganoff.
Well, I don't know anything about the personalities. Towers said that in Fort Worth the other day that we were playing politics with bombing.
Yeah.
So that may be what he got mixed up there. But
think your people think that Towers and Chiganoff have made these contacts. And he doesn't know whether they have or they haven't. He doesn't think that they have, but he said this, that he didn't think they had more influence than Bunker, and that Bunker should be able to keep everything straight, and that as far as he was concerned, he certainly didn't.
Well, now let me just show you this. They do have more influence than Bunker. Let me show you this, George. If their ambassador in Washington tells the South Vietnamese president that Johnson's going out, and we have assurances here that Nixon's coming in and Nixon will do better for you than you can do now, wouldn't you wait 2-3 days?
Well, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't believe it. On the face of the record, I think that Nixon has always been, he's made a career chasing communists. He'd want to bring it to an end, but he'd be tougher in some ways than with you.
Well, that's what they think. That's what the South Vietnamese think.
Well, they would rather have this conference with your people and not with their people.
That's Hanoi you're talking about, but South Vietnamese is where our trouble is, Saigon.
Okay. And so, they're not coming in.
They want to wait for him because he'll never be soft on the communist, and I am.
That's right.
That's the point.
That's right. Now, he says that he has not said that, and he doesn't mean that, and he wants this to be facilitated and heard as best he can. He's going to say that today. I don't believe Powers at all.
I don't know anything about the tower.
I suspect that they have been doing just what you're saying. Not suspect, I'm sure you're right.
I know that Laird and Finch have. I don't know about Tower.
Yeah. Well,
I also know that the South Vietnamese have gotten the word that Nixon feels it's better to wait on him.
Yeah.
And I know their president has taken that and reversed himself.
Yeah.
Now, it's that simple.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd pass that on. He called. He was nervous about it. He said he'd been playing it straight. He wants you to know he's still playing it straight. And apparently he had already called Dirksen. Had Dirksen call you. He'd want to know, would I? Yes, I would.
Well, you tell him that what I want it done, I want it just the way it's always been,
right,
as you discussed it with me sometime before and as some of his other friends have.
He's got
to keep his Finches and his Lairds and his Chenaults and the rest of them from running around and messing up this broth.
Right.
And it's messed up. There's no question about that. And I told him, as I read you this transcript, that what was happening.
Right. Well, I think the fact that you set the comments, I don't know where I've been, but I haven't read much about this, but the sixth is very good. And everybody ought to see that it eliminates you from playing those politics, and because unfortunately a lot of people thought that this thing has been for politics. I know it has. God knows I don't think anybody alive wants to get this thing over with as much as you do.
I got out in March for that reason.
Exactly. Well, I'll pass this word back to him that goddammit, you had it set, and that someone his people are screwing it up, and that
it's George, you had it on both sides.
If he doesn't keep him collared, you're just finally going to have to say something.
It'd been a month ago, in my judgment, if they hadn't made him think they could get it easier on the other side.
Right.
Now it's the same crowd going to him on this side. Now, he may or may not be doing it. I don't know, but he ought to know it.
Right.
And he ought to say to the American people what he has been saying, and he wants peace any day he can get it. And he thinks that we all ought to go to conference and try to settle it as soon as we can, period.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, George.